And we are very lucky to have Mr. Simon Oswald from Ram Raid come through to talk about the new band and their first gig this Saturday. Very exciting stuff, isn't it?
Oh, thanks for having me. It's pretty good. I'm pretty excited. It was like one of those things, you're like, oh, I'm nervous. Will we be ready on time? And then we were like, no, we're not ready. And then we had a band practice, and I was like, okay, maybe we'll be ready. And then we had another band practice, and I was like, yeah, we'll be ready, we'll be ready.
Nice, so, nice. Good. How many band practices have you had?
I haven't been counting. probably around, like, 20 or something.
Oh, okay, that's you guys are definitely ready. You'll
get it. Yeah. But so we've got 13 songs. We play them really quick. It's like 11
yes.
minutes.
So. I hear it's like 10 to 12 minutes.
I reckon, you get that adrenaline of playing live, and it might get into the 10-minute realm. So,
how do you make a song, like fit a song into that amount of time? Fit 13 songs into that
amount
of
time. It's like a different way of like writing a song. Like there's no like verse, chorus, bridge kind of thing like that. It's kind of like verse, bridge, chorus, like something like that. Like it's very quick. It's still like the same amount of work of a song, I feel like the same amount of parts. It's just that you can dance it down to like the concentrated, like, what is this song?
What is the song? What do they mean to you?
Yeah. What do they mean to me?
Yeah.
Oh, so like, well, like, you write about different things. It's always like self-reflection and like self-loathing and death and all that kind of stuff, like things that make you mad. It's kind of like my way of like, my cathartic way of like dealing with anything wrong that happens in my life, anything that pisses me off, becomes a song. So
any,
watch out.
Don't any nasty customers from Static Age?
No. I did have a song about in Mandate. We had a song about an AS Color customer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? What's the yarn behind that? Oh, just the vaccine.
No, this was like someone who just came in and was just like an absolute prick. Mm-hmm. You know how like sometimes someone like says something to you and they're just like an absolute dickhead or something like that, and like it just like dwells and it just ruins your weekend.
That happened pretty recently.
It happens to everybody, You're in the shower 3 weeks later going, oh, I fucking should have told him this and like that. But so...
Why I order?
Yeah. So I was like working and I was like, this is going to ruin my weekend if I don't say something to him. So I went and I confronted him about it. And he was like, oh, look, fuck, I'm sorry. I was like, look, but I've got to talk to you about this because what you've done, the way you've made me feel, would ruin my weekend if I don't talk to you. And it didn't ruin my weekend, so I felt really good about it.
Mm.
So then I was like this thing about, okay, I was brave enough to like stand up in the moment. So I wrote a song about like standing up for somebody and like just being like, hey, you're being a prick. You're fucking with me. This isn't cool. And it was like that kind of thing. So that's a customer related one.
Yeah. I respect that. I think sometimes, we do need to take it to the customers when they're acting like out of place,
Oh, but you got the benefit of being a bartender. Like
Yeah, true.
I love being a bartender, You could be so mean to people. It's great.
when Woof gets really packed and people are standing around in the stupidest places possible, I'll just have to barge through and just yell at them basically.
Yeah.
And it's kind of satisfying sometimes.
I used to work in a really, really packed bar where it was like 500 people on a Tuesday night kind of thing.
Up in Auckland.
And I was like a bellboy. I was like, not a bellboy. I was like moving. I was like a dish.
Moving kind of luggage.
What do you call it? Like a glassy. I was a glassy. So I was like moving all the glasses around. And I used to walk around with this shopping basket filled with glasses.
Whoa.
And like bottles and stuff like that. My arms got real strong. But you'd be holding it way up above your head while you were like walking through the crowd and you're trying to get out there. People would be in your way. And I'd keep the top glass filled with water. And I would just like tip it a little bit into people. And they'd just spill. And be like, oh, sorry, man. Get out of my way. Sorry, sorry. So we got there,
oh, that's good. You just get one of those like spray bottles and just
like for a cat.
Yeah, like a mister. Yeah, that's so good. So your new band called Ram Raid. What makes a good Ram Raid? What do you think?
Oh, what makes a good Ram Raid?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about the music, Like that's good. That's my goal in life now is to have Ram Raid played in a Ram Raid, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a short Ram Raid, but it'd be a good one.
A Mandate played in a Mandate or
running on a run, singing on a run.
Yeah, exactly. What? How many bands are you in currently? Because I know that you've been in a lot of bands.
So currently I'm in Long Distance Runner, Mandate, and Ram Raid.
Wow. I think you're in way more.
Yeah. I've been in still a lot more bands in the past. I've played in a lot of bands. I played in Parents before Long Distance Runner, and that was like super popular and like heaps of fun and like we had the best time. And I was talking to Will, the drummer. He's moving to Dunedin next year. And he's a fantastic country singer. His name's Will Wood. Check him out. He's real good. But he's been talking about, like, oh, we need to do another Parents record. And I was like, fuck, I'm cool with it. Let's do it, But me and him will be living in Dunedin. And Jono and Brent will be living in Auckland. So we'll see if we can make it work.
You'll do a long distance record.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, thank.
I set him up, you knock him down.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's real cool. Do you think you'd ever do a country thing with Will?
I get, like, people tell me I should sometimes, like Joel's told me a bunch of times from Pearly and stuff. He's like, you should do a country record. But the thing is like, all this screaming has kind of, like, ruined my voice. Like, I think you could hear it in my voice when I'm talking. Like, there's, like, I'm a little bit of a Shetland pony, a little horse, you know? Like, and, so I can talk fine, and I can scream like nobody's business, but, like, there's that bit in between where it's, like, that raised voice kind of singing. I just can't do it for, like, a sustained amount of time. Like, even with warm-ups and stuff like that, and if we go on tour, I'll lose my voice, and I'll be, like, fine talking in the van and stuff like that, but as soon as, like, the gig's happening and I'll try talking to you, people will just be like, your voice is gone. I was like, this part of my voice is gone, but the rest of it's still there. Like, yeah. I've played shows, and I just couldn't even talk. Like, there was, like, nothing coming out of me. I was like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, like this. And people were like, shit, are you going to be around for the show? I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. And then I've played shows and, like, done my warm-ups, and my scream is there, and I've gotten all the way through the set, like, halfway through the set, and went, hey, thanks, everybody, for coming along. It's been great. And my voice is completely back, and then do the rest of the songs, and then I get back off stage, and everyone's like, oh, that was real cool. You're like, yeah, thanks very much. You know, like,
need one of those, like... oh my goodness, I don't know what the device is called.
The vocalizer
for people who lose their voice box and stuff.
Nah, this is my band going, shut up. All right, okay.
I think if you're going to do country, would you dig into your deeper register and go like, my name is...
Yeah, I think I'd probably go deeper. Yeah,
yeah, I think that would work out really well.
Because I think I can do a pretty good, like, deep Elvis kind of voice.
Yeah, like an Orville Peck type situation.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Orville Peck's vocals range has got so much better. Like, I saw him the first time he came to New Zealand, and it was good. And then I saw him the second time, and it was just 10 times better. He was just, like, so much better singer.
Yeah, he's a very learned guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, incredible. Yeah, really bringing country back, I think, because country has been in such a dark place for so long.
Country, you know? Yeah, there's a lot of shit country.
A lot of horrible
so much. But there's some really good stuff. Like, I'm a big Chris Isaak fan, and I've talked about Chris Isaak before on radio interviews, but I don't want to do it again. But it's awesome. Chris Isaak's great. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm jamming some, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah,
the classic. Marlon Williams as well.
Yeah.
His country stuff's impeccable.
Marlon Williams, yeah. It's one of those ones. He's one of those guys that he's an amazing voice. And then he walks in the room and all the girls' heads turn and half the boys' heads turn as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. My head, whenever I see him, my head turns. What would you classify Ram Raid as? Is it hardcore? Is it death? What's the genre tag we're thinking?
I was thinking about this before. I was like, Mandate's like punk hardcore. And I think that Ram Raid's hardcore punk. So it's maybe just a little bit more hardcore than punk rock. It still has a lot of these kind of punk feelings, but it just has, like, a bit more of a few more, like, hardcore tropes thrown into it, like breakdowns and stuff like that, which is kind of what I wanted to do. I was, like, just wanted to have a fun, you know, do a fun hardcore band. And just, but then inevitably, because it's me, it's going to end up being really short songs because I like a short song.
Yeah. What's the longest song you think you've ever made?
In any band?
Yes.
I think my first band, I was in this band called Malinky Robot.
Oh, I've heard about, yeah.
Yeah, Malinky Robot was an interesting band. Like, yeah. When we started, we were terrible. But we played and we just gave it 100% and just, like, went hard on stage. And then we just slowly got better and better and better. But we had this song, I can't remember what it was called now, but it was about, I think in the recording it was about 7 or 8 minutes. Because we'd stolen this idea from this other band called Some Girls. Some Girls have this song called Death Face. And Death Face would go on for as long as they wanted. And basically, it was a reflection of how much they hated the audience. So they would play Death Face. If the audience really sucked, they'd play it for 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
And it was just, like, repeated. Just be like, ape, 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 ape. So we had one like that. And... yeah, I remember recording it and being real tough, like trying to get to the end of it because it was just like the same lyric over and over again. I can't remember what it was now. But I remember one time playing it, and it was Dillinger Escape Plan After Party.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
And we're playing this, and there's all these like bogany metal dudes, yeah, and like doing, and we're playing this song, and we're getting so tired, we're like crumpled up on the floor, me and Joe the singers, and we were just like just dying from it. But every time somebody walked out, I was like, because again, just like pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Yeah.
Nice.
But I think in Ram Raid, our longest song is probably like 1.5 minutes. Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah.
And people can come and hear them at yours this Saturday, correct?
That's correct.
After the Zine Fest?
After Zine Fest, yeah.
What time are you? What time are you guys
So I think we'll probably be on about around 10 o'clock. We're on one of the last bands on. At the Real Spice Girls is on after.
Shout out the Real Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty cool. And there's like cool bands playing there. Like Vagina Dry is amazing.
Yeah, I saw them last night.
Yeah.
Holy. Like, I mean, I think they're like a high school band, right?
No, I think they're about 19.
Okay, right.
But they are like.
Impeccable.
And super popular with the young crowd. They're really cool. They're really pulling the all ages scene in.
Yeah.
It's like a really active. There's tons of kids. They're having the best time.
Yeah.
And there's like crowd surfing going on and like stage diving. And it's just really like, it's really encouraging for me, like, to be like, see it's still happening. And Vagina Dry are doing this great job being like the kind of like the energy behind it all. And new bands are starting to form, like SOG, who we're playing with as well, who are really good.
Yeah, and Eris as well.
Fantastic as well. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's great to see.
Yeah.
It's so good to see.
I saw Eris at Dankfest, I think.
I think they played and did a live to air relatively recently. Oh, yeah. And we were just chilling in the foyer listening to them, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It's a good lineup. There's a good young bands coming out, you know, like.
Tons.
Dunedin gets this whole thing about, you know, like, oh, we are. You know, the Dunedin sound and stuff like that. But the Dunedin sound's evolving, and there's always new stuff happening, and there's like a really cool punk rock scene happening.
Totally.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like all ages shows are so important to a scene. Like they bring kids out, they get them involved, they make them go, hey, I can do this too.
Yeah.
You know, when Mandate played our last all ages show, it was awesome. It was like 12-year-old stage diving and stuff like that. Like one kid, man. I made stage dive, like I spoke to him afterwards, and it was his first ever show, and I was like,
wow,
what a cool thing to have like in your brain. It's like your first ever show was a stage dive.
Yeah.
And then when they came out to me, like I feel like I have this responsibility as like someone who's older to be like, hey, you can do this too, you know? Like, that's where they came up to me, and they're like, oh, man, we love your band. I was like, oh, thanks, cool. Have you got a band? And they're like, yes. I was like, is it a punk rock band? They're like, yeah. I was like, cool, punk rock's easy, it's fun, power chords to play fast.
Yeah.
And you learn how to be in a band and just have fun, and like that's what I want for everyone, because music's been so beneficial to me in my life, and like I want everyone else to experience it as well, because it is so much fun and it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on, Simon. If people want to get tickets to the after party from the Zine Fest, how can they do so?
I believe they can get them from Under the Radar, but I think they just come and pay on the day.
Cool. Easy peasy. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming through, Simon. Great chatting to you. I'm sure we'll have you on in the future.
Cool.
Yeah, fantastic. Awesome. That was Simon Oswald from Ram Raid. We're going to play a track from one of Simon's other bands, Mandate. There's a song called Flip Off and Die. It's miraculous. I can't say it. Then after that we have Professor Sarah Wax coming in to talk about sustainable materials for greening us. So stay tuned for that. Here is Mandate. You're listening to The One.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.